And with me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Sally Donlan, who's the Assistant Dean of Liberal Arts here at UL Lafayette, here to talk about a really special film series that is co-sponsored by the Friends of the Humanities and the College of Liberal Arts at UL Lafayette. It's called Images of South Louisiana in Film, Responsibility in Representation, and it was curated by Dr. Barry Ossolet, and he will be presenting at each one of the films. We're coming up on the second presentation, which will be this Sunday, February 16th, and it will be a showing of the film Spend It All by very famous documentary and just interesting filmmaker Les Blank. And Sally, I find this just such an interesting film series, in part because of the films that have been chosen, but also because of the organizations that are sponsoring it, the fact that you all got together and wanted to do this film series and put together such a special film series. So let's talk just a bit about the film series itself and then the organizations that have put it together. I know you're excited about this film series. You've known Dr. Ossolet for a long time and know just how committed he is to this culture and the representations of it.
Oh, absolutely. I've known Barry since I was a young girl. He was a friend of my older brother's. But this was something that we got together, the ladies from the Friends of the Humanities and Barry, and I worked with them, and we said, what can we do? We want to look at our culture and how it's represented, and how did those representations come to be? Because sometimes we're not always happy about the way we're represented in the feature films, and this kind of grew organically from that discussion we had. And Barry, of course, has the background to know which of the early documentaries kind of fed into those views that people now have of the Cajuns.
So these are all documentaries.
They're all documentaries.
Mm-hmm. And made by a variety of filmmakers, some from here and several not from here. And you were saying that it's kind of interesting that shift from those external filmmakers who came here early and found it fascinating. Mm-hmm. And as we've grown as a culture, filmmakers have taken up those stories.
Mm-hmm. And that's what you'll see. The first documentaries that we're showing, we showed Louisiana Story last month, which was the first in the series. And that was probably, I think, the first real documentary to be made about South Louisiana. It was funded by Standard Oil. Very interesting, and we had a nice discussion about that, which is how this series plays out. We have a bit of a discussion, we play the film, we have a little bit more of discussion, and folks really tend to get a sense of what was going on at the time the documentary was made and where it's played out since then. So as we move forward, we'll have two more films. As you said, this Sunday will be Les Blank's film Spend It All. We'll have the discussion about that. Wonderful, well-intended film, but you know, when you Judith, when you focus on something, you focus on these things that you find particularly interesting,
mm-hmm, that rise up out of the landscape.
That's
for you.
Right. That's mm-hmm. right. Mm-hmm. And so you kind of hit the highs and the low points instead of really the whole picture, the whole conceptual view there. And then next after that, we'll look at another external view. And then ultimately, what we'll do is we'll start looking on, I think it's the fourth in the series, we'll do a series of outtakes from feature films that maybe indicate how Hollywood got this picture of us based on these early documentaries. And finally, my favorite part is in the last segment, the last session in May, we'll bring it back to where some of our own filmmakers are looking at the culture from within. And then we can kind of look at the difference between what happens when people from the outside look at us and when we portray ourselves.
Wonderful structure to that film series. And I guess, you know, whether the discussions, comments, feelings are positive or negative, certainly we probably are all grateful that at different times in our culture's history, there have been some representations. Just seeing Louisiana Story and those scenes of the bayous and mm-hmm. the way people dressed, and we certainly are grateful mm-hmm. to have those representations, mm-hmm. However we respond to them at this point. So what were some of the reactions? What kind of discussion did you all have for the last one?
Well, it was very interesting. I had never seen Louisiana Story. It was made, I believe, in the 40s. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. it's very, very interesting because looking back on it, over time, you have to wonder, is this what Standard Oil intended? They funded it, and it's about technology, the oil oil and gas production technology moving into the pristine kind of swamp and the impact it has on the dwellers there. And it seems a very benign type of integration with the people who are living there and that technology coming in. But then if you look back on it in retrospect, it's like, ooh, okay, here were these mm-hmm. folks following the natural curves of the environment, and then here comes these machines that just kind of clear-cut. And we think about today the issues with the saltwater intrusion, the problems with the oyster beds, all the levee issues and all of that, and we go, ooh, none of this we intended.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
it's interesting to look back and forth. We had a good discussion about it.
Well, that's good. And these films are free?
They're free. They're free and open to the public, and there is even parking.
The first question that pops into people's heads, but it is a Sunday, so that's a great day to have an event on campus.
Absolutely.
And you all are showing these films in a really lovely auditorium in a relatively new building on
campus. Oh, it's beautiful. It really is beautiful. We're in Oliver Hall, which is the computer science building. The entrance to the parking lot is a little bit tricky to find, but it's right off of Girard Park Boulevard. You just go a little bit past the solar home on your way back to St. Mary. There is an opening there. You go through the gate, which will be up, and you kind of wend your way back to the building and park right there. It's once you kind of get used to it, it's easy, it's safe parking, and there's plenty of it.
Okay, and the auditorium is really nice, very comfortable, and the sound
it's beautiful.
Is great.
We also have coffee and snacks
before. On a Sunday afternoon.
So come a little bit early.
So the series began last month and will continue through this semester into May.
Absolutely.
And it will be at 3 o'clock on the Sundays.
On the Sundays.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this coming Sunday, it is Spend It All by Les Blank. And you mentioned that you had seen Les Blank films and really liked him. Mm-hmm. What is your impression of him as a filmmaker?
Oh, well, I love Les Blank. Mm-hmm. I mean, my favorite is probably Garlic is as Good as 10 Mothers. I mean, we all know that one.
Yes.
But again, it's to me, once you see a lot of documentaries, I believe you start looking at what's almost as interesting as what's being depicted is the view of the what's happening behind the viewfinder, mm-hmm. the view of the filmmaker, and it's very interesting. It's like sitting in a sidewalk cafe and watching the people walk by. You're watching what the filmmaker is making. He's got a very particular view. He's very good, and I haven't seen this one in years. I'll be very interested to see it again.
Well, and it was filmed in 1971, mm-hmm. which in some ways doesn't seem so long ago, but so many of the musicians that he was filming, Nathan Absher and the Balfour Brothers, are not with us anymore, and were actually quite young at that time. Mark Savoie is in this film as a young man.
Very interesting. And mm-hmm. Judith, I think we need to keep in mind that maybe it doesn't seem a long time ago to you and I, but to many folks to whom we'd like to come
absolutely
to reach out to with these films. It was quite a long time ago, and that's another interesting part, because by reaching back like that, we can get some of our younger students and members of the community, and they can kind of see what the community was, at least how it was represented in those days, and then again move up through the more into the more modern times of the later films.
Mm-hmm. And an interesting time as well, and just thinking of so many young people who are interested in the culture and participating mm-hmm. in the culture these days, that was really just on the cusp of what we speak about as the renaissance mm-hmm. of the Acadian culture here, with the mm-hmm. music and renewed interest mm-hmm. in language and codafil. That was right at that time. And so it's a really nice moment, if you've not seen this film and you're a young person who loves this mm-hmm. culture now, mm-hmm. to see what was going on at that point.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I think it is. And as you said earlier, we really, no matter how we feel about these representations today, we really have to thank these people, because the world didn't know about Cajun culture until these kind of came out and garnered a lot of attention. So for the young folks who don't know about our culture, how it was depicted in the early days, and then for some of the rest of us who just haven't seen these films in a long time, some of the people you mentioned in the film who are no longer with us, it will be very nice to be reminded of how we at least were perceived in those days.
Absolutely. No, an amazing film to see. Les Blank, an award-winning, internationally known documentary filmmaker. His movie Spend It All will be shown by the film discussion series called Images of South Louisiana in Film, Responsibility and Representation. My guest is Sally Donlan, who is Assistant Dean of Liberal Arts. The Liberal Arts College is one of the co-sponsors of up this film series along with the Friends of the Humanities, two excellent organizations. Now, I know that the liberal arts program here at UL is one of the biggest in the university and very active in bringing speakers and organizing events for students. Can you tell us about that? What y'all's philosophy of that is?
Well, the liberal arts is all about being broad-based and reaching out to other cultures and peoples, and so we try to do that across the programs. I mean, in history, we have our public history program that's been so successful in reaching out to various communities here and around the country. We have the programs that the English departments bring in. I think we have two coming up, one to tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow, Ruth Behar, who is a MacArthur Fellow.
That's right. She'll be at the Ernest Gaines Center at 3 o'clock to do a reading. And then we have another woman coming in another artist coming in March. So across the program, we really believe in doing this because one of our goals is to reach out to the community and show them what the liberal arts are all about, which is about culture, it's about life, it's about how we all get along together.
Well, and interesting, the different cultures and topics that will be addressed by these speakers. Ruth Behar, as I mentioned, is one of the MacArthur Fellows, one of the Genius Awards, and she has a very interesting background, Yiddish, Sephardic, Cuban, an American, and she will be reading from her new book, Traveling Heavy, a memoir in between journeys. And that's open to everyone, 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
That is free and open to the public, and I just, the title itself is intriguing to me. Even getting into her background, I just can't wait to see it.
Right. Well, the opportunity to hear her, again, having won so many awards. She was also, a few years back, named one of the most 50 most important Latinas in the 20th century. So great opportunity to hear her read tomorrow, 3 o'clock. That's Thursday in the Ernest J. Gaines Center, who's also a MacArthur Fellow.
That's correct.
In Dupre Library. That's up on the third floor. This is sponsored by the College of Liberal Arts and the English
Department. And the English Department, right.
And then in March, you mentioned another reader, and she'll be talking about Japanese modernity and images of modernity in Japanese culture and literature. So real interesting one that we'll be speaking more about as that gets closer.
That's right.
So very interested in the departments in the College of Liberal Arts, bringing speakers, opening them up to the public so that not only students have the opportunity to hear these speakers and readers, but the community, the wider community, is invited to hear them as well. So great collaboration. And the other organization, the Friends of the Humanities, which you are a member, is a really interesting group. Y'all are celebrating your 25th anniversary this year, 25 years of enriching yourselves and enriching the university and the community as well. Tell us just a bit about that organization.
Well, it's a wonderful organization, and quite frankly, I wasn't even familiar with it until I came back to the university a year ago and immediately joined the Friends. The Friends' goal is to, it's bilateral. It's to support the humanities as well as to be enriched by the humanities. They will support various activities and programs that are sponsored within the humanities departments. But then they are also they benefit because for instance, the English department, the history department will run special non-credit programming classes for their members to attend here at the university at very good rates, very good prices. So it's a way for this organization, who's just very supportive of the humanities, to help the programs, the departments, with things they may not be able to do on their own, but also to continue that link with the humanities that these people are no longer in school. So this is an opportunity for them to keep that lifelong learning going in the humanities.
Well, I was fascinated. I went to a luncheon a couple months ago. I was invited by one of the members to go and hear the speaker, who was amazing. She was a forensic pathologist and a writer, writes novels. And so very interesting speaker, but it was fascinating to see the generations of people who were there. I would venture to say there were some people in their 90s.
Oh, absolutely.
who had been taking classes for 25 years,
That's
as
right.
long as the organization has been here, and some younger members as well, mm-hmm. who realize the value of mm-hmm. this kind of an organization for mm-hmm. our community and the university.
That's right. I mean, these are people, and we'd love to have anybody in the community who's interested pursue membership, because it's wonderful opportunities to pursue your lifelong learning. I mean, if we're interested in arts and culture and literature and history, there's no reason we need to give that up just because we're no longer in school. And the Friends of the Humanities is one of the organizations that helps us keep our link with those things that are dear to us.
All right. And how do people get involved? Is there a way to contact them? Do they have a website?
I believe there is a Friends of the Humanities website. And mm-hmm. anybody who comes this Sunday to our event at Oliver Hall, our documentary, will be happy to sign them up at that time, too.
All right. So a good way to become a member of the Friends of the Humanities, or at least find out more information about it, by going to the film this coming Sunday. Again, my guest, Sally Donlan, who is a member of the Friends of the Humanities, as well as Assistant Dean of Liberal Arts here at UL Lafayette. The two organizations have co-sponsored a wonderful film series that is curated by Dr. Barry Ancelet, who is in Modern Languages here at UL, called Images of South Louisiana in Film, Responsibility in Representation, and he is fascinating on that subject. The film this coming Sunday is Spend It All by filmmaker Les Blank. The film came out in 1971 and features the Balfour Brothers, Mark Savoy, Nathan Apsher, performing music and talking about their culture, a really interesting look back at that time period. And you all discuss not just the time period, but how it's represented.
That's
and
right.
that always makes for an interesting discussion. Mm-hmm. So come ready to talk about culture and see a part of the culture that, if you're much younger, perhaps you haven't seen. It's free, 3 o'clock in Oliver Hall, which is the new computer science building on campus.
That's
and as
right.
Sally said, great parking. You don't have to worry about that parking. And then the film series will continue. Next month, it is a film called The Good Times Are Killing Me, which was I guess associated with Nathan Apsher, that saying.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be shown. That's a Paul Goldsmith film. And then, as you mentioned, the outtakes from feature films, which I know that's a specialty of Barry's. Mm-hmm. He loves showing examples of mm-hmm. narrative fiction mm-hmm. films that represent characters mm-hmm. and the culture. So that should be a fascinating one. And that's in April. And then, as you mentioned, the internal filmmakers will be Pat Meir and Connie Castillo. And that will be in May. So a great rhythm to this film series. Of course, you can see them individually. You don't have to watch them all, but a wonderful course of studies if you do happen to do that. If you're interested, are these listed on the Facebook page for Liberal Arts?
Right. You could visit. People could visit the University of Louisiana College of Liberal Arts Facebook page, and we have the event page up there, and we also have the posters for the other speakers you spoke about who are coming to the Gaines Center, Pat Behar, tomorrow, and the one in March. All that information is on our Facebook page, and it is University of Louisiana at Lafayette College of Liberal Arts Facebook page.
Really good Facebook page to like. I love being a liker of that page. You get so much interesting information about speakers and what's going on campus. So do like that Facebook page. And if you do attend this Sunday, all that information you can get and just visit with the people involved in these organizations. Well, Sally, thank you for all of your hard work in liberal arts here on campus, as well as Friends of the Humanities and putting together this film series. And people can see it this Sunday, 3 o'clock, Oliver Hall, Spend It All by Les Blank. Thank you very much, Sally.
Thank you, Judith.